This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil and with me is Feifei.
Hello.
Now, Feifei, if you just put on your headphones, you'll be able to hear what I'm saying.
Yes, I know that.
And you need to push that thing there. We call it a fader. We push that up and speak into the microphone.
Yes, Neil, I already know that.
You see, Feifei, you have to be careful not to be too close to the microphone when you speak, because the pressure of your breath will create this sound. We call that a pop. And the recording will sound bad and our listeners will complain.
Neil, I've been working in radio for over 10 years. I know how to use the studio. Stop mansplaining.
Feifei, I was only doing it to introduce that word, mansplaining. It's a new word. It's made up of two parts, man and explaining. Mansplaining is when a man explains something to a woman as if they're stupid or knows less about a subject simply because she's a woman.
Here are some examples.
So, there was this guy mansplaining the offside rule to me. I've been playing football since I was 4 years old.
Push your foot down a bit harder on the clutch before you try to change gear. It'll make it much smoother.
Quit the mansplaining. I'm a taxi driver, okay?
Mansplaining. A man's explanation to a woman which shows he thinks he knows more than her just because he's a man.
And did you know, Feifei, that it's also a verb, to mansplain? Yes, language changes all the time, Feifei. New words come and old words change meaning. That's something all language learners really need to know.
Neil, stop mansplaining.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.